Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside, blew his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him.
How you
and
doing?
Himself and everybody.
I'm not liking this.
Why
I'm
not?
I'm not liking.
I appreciate you bringing a show bit today. I'm I wish we had a guest on today. On camera, though.
Yeah.
Get Evan Rodriguez on the phone.
Gotta get him back.
He was good.
He was good. People liked him. Appreciate him stopping by the show yesterday. Leroy Horde, if you guys are tuning in on the radio, the Odyssey app, his beard is blue. Big Spoon, just messing with him. That's marriage.
Just messing with him.
Just messing with him.
She's not my wife. She's my personal, my life assistant.
Oh.
Because wives have a tendency to think they know what's best for you. And before you say no, no, they already full steam ahead.
Wow. Hmm. Well, there's some news on the front of Jonnu Smith. And this is from Adam Schefter. He tweeted right before the show today. Sources: former Bills Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit the Steelers. Pittsburgh is seeking additional receiving help and has inquired about, but is not expected to trade for, Miami Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith. So there you go. Adam Schefter saying a trade not likely between the Dolphins and Steelers for Jonnu Smith. So where do you think that that puts things at right now, Leroy? Because that was where all the buzz started this week, where he's like, oh, they reached out. He's got the relationship with Arthur Smith, who we had in Tennessee and Atlanta.
Let's be clear. Arthur Smith had him as a backup, so how much could Arthur Smith possibly love him?
Had him as a backup?
He was a backup until he got here.
No, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it is.
In Atlanta? I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, he had Kyle Pitts, too.
No. How are they feeling
and
about
they had
Kyle
him in
Pitts?
And he had him in Tennessee.
How are they feeling about
I think Kyle Pitts is available.
Yeah. You know why?
He was supposed to be a uber-duber star.
Yeah. Yeah. And why is he available?
Well, I imagine probably by now his contract's up, if I had to guess.
No, that's not why.
Why?
Because he's no good.
Not no good. I mean, that's a bit strong.
He's pull up his numbers. His numbers are a top five good. Pick. And then you tell
top
me.
Top three, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Top three. And then you tell me if those numbers fit.
All right.
The numbers aren't good, but he's good, right? You can't be that.
You can look at the size and the speed and the freak of nature or whatever, but at some point,
The production has to matter.
Didn't you tell me in regards to Ted Ginn, you shouldn't worry about where they're drafted? Like, what if he has a nice 10-year career? You know, then you can't say he wasn't good.
Okay, that's fine and great.
He didn't ask to be drafted.
But
so
the
much.
Whole start of this was, why is Atlanta moving on from Kyle Pitts?
That money time. I think Tobin's right.
They don't no, because they've already invested a lot of money into him, and they don't want to give him another cent because it's not worth it.
Yeah, hasn't been good.
Kyle Pitts last year, 17 games, 47 catches, 602 yards, 4 TDs.
For a top five pick. Okay, no. Now, I'm not going to say, listen, Kyle Pitts did all the testing, and everybody in the football world said he was a freak of nature, and nobody had a problem with the draft pick. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out for them. It is what it is. You took a quality prospect. You took a guy who, you know, was during that draft, everybody was like, oh my goodness, this guy's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It didn't work out that way.
You wouldn't buy low? Huh? Little Swapskis?
No.
All right.
You're telling me. All right, let's get. Based on what you've seen, Kyle Pitts could do what Jonnu Smith did? Because I can tell you a big problem that Kyle Pitts has. He's big, he's strong, he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nimble.
Okay.
So that means you're talking about a straight line guy or a guy who can't make people miss, a guy who sometimes has problems getting open even.
Yeah, but like if you're a guy like nobody would have thought of Jonnu. Like one of the reasons Jonnu's making the money that he did is he never put up this production like he did last year. Like I think that's part of the thing with Mike McDaniel offense is you're supposed to look at certain guys. They did this with Raheem Mostert too. Raheem Mostert putting up career numbers with the Dolphins.
But I would say this. One of the things that I would say about Jonnu that you can't say about Kyle Pitts is this. He can do a little bit of everything. You've seen him pull and block. You've seen him run reverses. You've seen him do a lot of different things. I don't know if Kyle Pitts is that athletic to do those things. So there is some separation there.
There's also a big age difference, though. Like, Jonnu Smith's pushing 30. And Kyle Pitts is, what, 24? Very young.
Yeah, he's very young.
You probably would have looked at Jonnu at 24. He wasn't putting him, like, even half the numbers that
because based on where he was drafted, there was no real importance for him to come in and play right away. So they didn't.
Schmeathen says, we all know this ends with Pitts being traded to the Chiefs. And that would terrify everybody.
Would it?
Yeah.
I mean.
Totally would.
Totally would.
So
it's Gronk and Hernandez again.
Why are we just assuming that if he goes somewhere else, he's going to be awesome?
No, just Kansas City. If he went to Kansas City, he would be awesome.
Because he's a second tight end. That means the second linebacker.
He's not better than Kelce.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to be, though.
I mean, resume-wise, he's not better than Kelce.
No, but I mean,
I'm
talking about the skill of playing the position.
All right.
That's what.
More athletic, though.
Like,
Kelce.
We have a tendency to look at where a guy was drafted and the tools that he has and not actually pay attention to how he plays. And so I don't know. Even with all those tools, if I put a different uniform on him, are the things that he couldn't do in Atlanta going to be able to do somewhere
else? Up until last year, Jonnu Smith did not have a better year than Kyle Pitts' worst year.
Also, who's been throwing to Kyle Pitts?
Kirk Cousins.
For a little bit.
Who do they have in 23?
Penix. No, they had Penix last year.
Was that Ritter? Desmond Ritter?
Oh, man, I think it was Desmond Ritter.
Like, you know, he hasn't necessarily had the best quarterback situation. Tua would be a step up from wherever.
I don't know why we're even bringing it. Like,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but I mean, it would be cool.
That's what you do.
He wants more money.
That's what you do.
For sure.
In every sport.
Yeah.
But I don't think like you could just bury a talent like that.
I'm not saying bury it.
Moose.
I'm not saying bury it. But I'm saying wherever he ends up going, isn't that going to be a situation where he's got to prove himself to be?
He's had Desmond Ritter, Marcus Mariota, and he had his rookie year, Matt Ryan, which he had over 1,000 yards that year.
Not a lot of touchdowns, though. I do remember it was kind of like, where are the touchdowns, Kyle Pitts?
Still, what did he have? He had 1,100 yards that year?
Yeah, for sure.
For a rookie?
Pretty good.
I don't know. I think you're burying the guy.
I'm not burying
Aren't
him.
Aren't you the one who stresses patience with
yes.
young players?
No.
Something
I'm saying,
about an adult body
on.
Of sorts.
Can't you just admit that you shouldn't judge somebody who had Desmond Ridder as a quarterback?
Yes, Desmond Ridder.
Listen, all I'm saying is this, is that would you rather have Jonnu Smith for $10 million?
You're not going to get him for $10 million, though. He wants a lot of money.
No, just hear me out for 1 second.
Sorry. Just the, it's
if
the beard.
I'm giving you a...
You know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're just trying to give me the blueprint, I understand.
Just blew right past that.
So this is where we're going to be all day.
It's hard not to be. It's hard not to be.
You done?
Maybe.
So the problem is that if I'm just trying to give you a comparison, like based on what you saw from Jonnu Smith last year,
mm-hmm.
right? If you could get Jonnu Smith for $10 million or Kyle Pitts for $10 million, who would you take?
It's just for 1 year?
No. You're going to have, like, so say for the next 3 years.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
I think I'm taking Pitts.
Really?
Yeah.
He's younger. He still has a bigger,
better
upside.
But what is younger? Listen.
24. Yeah.
What does younger mean?
Wingspan.
Better upside.
You guys haven't seen him play, though. I mean, there's a lot of situations that he should excel at with his talent.
Yeah, but who's he had?
It has.
Some may say.
Wait. It has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
It doesn't.
I'm talking about his own production. When you watch him play, sometimes he has problems separating from guys he's much more athletic than.
He's 6'7".
All right.
Pause up.
All right. Go
Pause
ahead.
Up, Papa.
This is clearly.
I've heard people say Jonnu Smith was a looter in a riot.
Wow, people said that? Nobody said that.
They're saying that. I've heard people say
that. Wow, somebody said, not sure I'd take Jonnu Smith over Mike Gesicki. Really?
Gesicki had a good year.
He had a good year. He didn't have a Jonnu stats here.
He did not.
That's probably why Jonnu Smith wants his money, because Mike Gesicki got a deal that pays him like twice what Mike Gesicki's got.
Yeah, and I mean, Gesicki was in the system very clearly.
But I guess, let's get back to the task at hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how we got into the Kyle Pitts thing.
You guys said everybody says I'm taking Pitts over Jonnu. You do realize Pitts is a big, strong, fast, athletic kid that can't get separation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
A lot of that sentence was supposed to deter me, and it just excited me.
Yeah.
Big, strong, fast. I'm like, yeah.
Red zone target.
I literally.
Jump ball.
Can I just say this?
Just throw it up.
I literally cannot talk football with you two carnival.
Why?
Because you like,
get set on one thing, and you're just like, you've always said be patient on one thing. He's had Desmond Ritter and Marcus Mariota as his quarterbacks.
Okay.
Not good.
And and Kirk Cousins on one leg and a rookie.
Okay.
One good year he had a
You think Brock Bowers is as athletic as Kyle Pitts?
That guy's cool.
No.
Okay.
Do I think he's... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say as athletic? Yeah, probably.
But as far as the tools and the testing, Kyle Pitts was way better.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying Brock Bowers is a better tight end.
Brock Bowers is an amazing tight end.
Right. Yeah.
So why are you
saying that? But that's the same thing they thought Kyle Pitts was going to be.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
He can't separate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you
mean? Does he also have better athletic tools than Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Is he a freak of nature?
Yeah, you ask me.
Is that what he is? Real interesting there, Leroy.
Looks like we just figured out Blue's Clues.
Jeez. Think you know someone. And they show up with a blue beard.
Who would have thought the show would get a BBL? Blue Beard Leroy.
That's a point.
That's good.
Point for Twitcher.
Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Desmond Ritter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.